Hello and welcome to another episode of Cavell Cloud Conversations. It's Patrick and Finbar again here from Cavell, here to talk to you about cloud and communications. We have just come back from the Enterprise Connect conference in Florida, Orlando, Florida, right next to Disneyland, but not in Disneyland. And neither of us, I think, went to Disneyland while we were there. We just got to look at people who were going to Disneyland. Yeah, we were there. We were at a conference. Patrick, did you enjoy the conference?
I did enjoy the conference. I think, as we discussed at the time, that might be, I think I might have been to Orlando 20 times and I'm yet to get to Disney. But Enterprise Connect, you know, the world of enterprise communications is, you know, equal to or greater than more fun than Disney or Universal or whatever else Orlando has to offer. So, yes, I had a lovely time. Thanks, Finbar.
Exactly. I mean, you could be riding roller coasters or you could be riding the roller coaster, which is the impact of Gen AI on the contact center.
Very good. That strong start. I think we may as well stop recording there because we're not going to beat that.
Yeah, podcast done. It was a very interesting show, though, because, I mean, we got there and we saw the banners that they've launched a separate AI-focused event, smaller event in San Diego this winter. But... you know, in spite of that, I think almost every conversation at some point came back to AI, came back to, you know, Gen AI, conversational AI, all those kind of technologies. I don't know if there was a single company we spoke to that didn't bring it up in some way.
No, I think that's a very fair point. And I think this must have been my sixth or seventh year attending the conference. And we did, while we were there, speak to, and I won't name them because I don't want to embarrass them because of their age, for nearly three decade veterans of the conference who've been there for nearly 30 years. But yeah, I think this was my sixth or seventh. Last year, when we attended, it was obviously 2023 and it was post the sort of OpenAI GPT-3 news breakout. And there was a lot of talk of use of large language models. And I wasn't really sure how much of it was sort of marketing speak and how much of it was just, oh, we must be saying that we're doing something with large language models and Gen AI within our solutions. However, this year, I think, you're right, it was a topic within virtually every meeting, but I think that it was a lot more considered. There were a lot more sort of tangible use cases. And I know, Finbar, a lot of the work you've done within our enterprise research was about enterprise attitudes towards AI, whether they've got, you know, compliance and regulation in place internally. And I thought generally there was a lot more consideration of that from the companies that we spoke to at the event. So I think it was a lot more real world this time rather than necessarily talking about Gen AI for the sake of talking about it.
Yeah, I would say that certain things like summarization, you know, call recording, transcription, agent assistance, those kind of things have become or are rapidly becoming table stakes for a lot of the industry. We are seeing kind of variations on that, like the real-time transcription, real-time agent assistance, still differentiating some companies. You know, it's the difference between me giving you a summary at the end of the call versus me transcribing live and saying, hey, why don't you say this based on this customer and that kind of stuff, which is still kind of differentiating. But I definitely agree that we started to see more of a tangible sort of verticalization of use cases, you know, to finance, healthcare, insurance, you know, this high-value customer contact industries, which are most likely to adopt these new technologies. And also kind of this idea that, well, if we can get the finance institutions to accept that this is private, secure, and safe, then we can start to branch out into other areas and they'll have less concerns because, you know, the big bank is using it. You can probably use it for, you know, your car wash or something like that. So I think that was definitely true, that tangible change in terms of what was going on. And of course, we spoke to a lot of companies that were talking about guardrails, auditing tools. I know some of the awards at the show were won specifically by companies promising to do, you know, intelligent AI audits and visualization of AI workflows better so that you can see it's doing exactly what it needs to do. So I think there was definitely that element of it there. What was the other news from the show? Obviously, Teams enablement continues to go on at a pace.
Yeah, I think the other thing that really struck me about the event, and as I said, this must have been my sixth or seventh year, was that traditionally, and this follows a theme that we've been tracking at Cavell, and I don't think will be revelatory to sort of any of the listeners or any sort of customers that we speak to, is this convergence of different areas of technology, and not just communications technology and the IT stack and networking connectivity, but particularly customer experience related technologies and contact center. And traditionally, Enterprise Connect was very much focused on what you'd consider the traditional sort of business communications, intra-business communication, and external. But there were always separate events for contact center and customer experience. And there's loads of those that take part all over the world, Customer Contact Week and Call and Contact Center Expo, and loads of things specifically looking at that. However, I thought this year at Enterprise Connect, it was really noticeable that almost everyone was leading with a sort of customer experience, not necessarily contact center angle, but a real customer experience angle. I think the two unified communications is almost taking unified communications and what you'd consider traditional sort of cloud voice or traditional fixed voice is definitely taking a back seat towards customer experience and customer communication. I thought that was an absolutely key theme of the event. You know, not just, you know, when we were speaking to specific CCaaS vendors or specific contact center vendors, we'll be talking about customer experience. That, along with AI and Gen AI, as you talked about, was a sort of key constituent of every conversation.
It was like every UC provider we spoke to who would previously be telling us about how they've got better call quality and call analytics and all this other stuff was also saying, oh, and this is how we enable our UC platform to be used as a small semi-contact center. This is how you get our customers to connect through Teams into your contact center. You know, you spun the phrase, which I know you're still on the fence about, these customer communicators, you know, these people who aren't contact center workers, but they do have customer interactions or a need to interact with customers, or even could interact with customers, right? I mean, they're not, maybe not people who do interact with customers right now, but they could if they were enabled to. And I think that's a really big takeaway from the show as well. And one of the things that's driving the UC trend is that we've got this untapped staff who now they have, you know, good communication platforms like Teams that can be integrated with the contact center fairly easily. There's not really a good argument for not letting those people speak to customers. It, you know, assuming that the queries they're getting aren't complicated or the company isn't large. You know, if you or I had, you know, there was a big contact center working at Cavell, which I don't think there is. But, you know, suddenly a few messages a day started popping up from customers to us through Teams. We'd handle those queries very, very quickly and go back to our daily life. So it's not, you know, there is a lot of untapped potential there that people are starting to realize, I think.
Yeah, I would completely agree. And you're absolutely right. I think the collaboration or the UCaaS platforms, so whether you're talking about Zoom or WebEx or Teams or RingCentral or Dialpad or whoever it might be, the closer integration between the CX, the external communication part, and the internal business communication part, as you said, effectively allows a business to handle customer inquiries more quickly and more efficiently. And we know from our research, which is available, that is ultimately what customers want. They want faster resolution and quicker, more efficient solving of their particular problems. I think the premise that we talked about with a lot of the vendors there was, how do you enable, and this is this customer communicator thing that you're talking about, is how do you enable someone within a business who isn't a dedicated contact center agent but at some point speaks to customers to effectively communicate and help them handle those queries as quickly as possible. So I think that's been a real sort of key focus for the industry over the sort of past 12 months. And it only seems to be accelerating. And it was a really key focus at the event, I think, from pretty much everyone we spoke to.
Yeah, and it lines up with our research, because obviously we've done a lot of research into customer contact recently. We've done our CX managers research, which looked at 600 different CX managers across the US, UK and Europe. And then recently we did our 1,000-person consumer survey in the UK, looking at how consumers viewed customer service platforms that they interacted with. And we had those, you know, very negative results. One third of interactions are not positive or satisfactory. People are not trusting chatbots. People still prefer humans to get positive outcomes. And all of these things, which are kind of a challenge to the industry. One of the big things that came through was that the biggest metric for consumers is first contact resolution and resolution speed, right? So consumers do not want to have to send a text and then follow up with a phone call, or send an email and then have to do something else. They want to send an email and have that initial exchange be the place where things are resolved. And that's driving a lot of these trends towards connecting people to an expert first through smart triage of the phone call, right? So if someone calls up a contact center and you identify the person they need to speak to is Jenna in accounts, who handles all of the queries about contact center, about like, we'll say credit card fraud, and Gemma handles these queries and she solves them in 2 minutes, you just route that email to Gemma. Gemma responds, and then the customer gets, and it doesn't matter if it's three responses or three emails or four emails or five emails, as long as it's still within that same thread, right? That's what comes out. So, you know, we've got this notion of we have these experts, we can use them. We've got these customers who just want to be taken care of through the channel that they've used to reach out to the company. And we can link those two together in a way that intelligently enables customers to get a better customer service. And yeah, that's kind of broadly what's happened. Broad trends from the show.
I would completely agree. Those were definitely the two biggest trends. I think the increasing use of AI and Gen AI and the increasing focus on the CX aspect of the industry, I think those were the sort of two overriding trends. So I don't think that's unfair to summarize the event's key trends as those two.
Yeah. So that was the event. Those were the main trends. In terms of the next event you'll see, Cavella, I know that I'm going out to Comcast's business meeting, I think, in user group meeting in 2 weeks in Philadelphia. So if you're at that, do please feel free to say hi. If you're a podcast listener, we're always keen to hear from our podcast listeners and get their feedback on what they think of the podcast, what they'd like to hear more of. What else? We should have some more podcasts coming up with some companies that we're going to interview soon. We met a lot of interesting companies both at Enterprise Connect and at our own recent show in London, who'll be coming on to the podcast to talk about what's going on with them.
So we will have a number of sort of podcasts coming on where we'll bring sort of specialist speakers to talk about subject matter areas. The one thing I would like to plug with Enterprise Connect as well is that there was so much news. Effectively, we couldn't summarize it all on this podcast. However, Finn, but I know you've done a very good job of summarizing a lot of the news that was most interesting in a blog post, which is available for anyone who's not a member of the Cavell portal. It is free of charge. You can join the Cavell portal if you head to cavellgroup.com and go to the Knowledge Center and go to the members portal. You can sign up for free, and that gives you access to all of our written content. It also includes all of our multimedia content, so podcasts, as well as webinars and other things we upload. And Finbar's written a very good summary of Enterprise Connect, as well as some of those themes we're talking about, but also summarizing some of the key pieces of news as well. So if you want our analysis of the key news pieces of the event, heading to the Cavell members portal is always a good place to start. And there's all the write-ups that I did of the various events that I was at last month as well, just to plug my own work while we're there.
Yeah, but that's where we put all of our analysis, written work, and all those kind of things, the great work that Patrick does at events. So, you know, if you like this podcast and you're like, well, I want more details, I want more meat from Cavell, you could just buy some research from us, and then we'll tell you everything you want to know about anything you've ever wanted to know about the contact center and comms industry. But also, if you just want more sort of regular updates and written updates, you can go to our members portal, cavellgroup.com Insight Center, and you can get an update from there. Patrick's blogs about his recent event are actually very fantastic, and I would recommend everyone goes to read them.
Well, thank you.
3 weeks.
Yeah, thank you kindly. I mean, for anyone who reads the blogs, I was more and more sleep deprived in the US, so they get more and more zany as we go, but worth a read. And exactly the same for Finbar's Enterprise Connect blog, and generally all of our all of the team, any events that we attend, Even if they're just sort of virtual briefings and updates, we summarize all of our analysis up there. So for any sort of interesting insights or key takeaways, it's a really good place to keep an eye on what we're doing and what we're seeing in the industry.
Brilliant. As always, thank you all for listening. You know, if you did like this podcast, please do like and subscribe it on whatever channel you're listening to it on. Do let us know if you liked it, if you didn't like it. We like all that kind of feedback. And, you know, thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you all soon.
Thanks, everyone. Speak to you soon. Lovely. Very successful.